With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. President Donald Trump held off Monday on his tariff threats against Canada and Mexico for 1 month. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum agreed to send 10,000 members of her country's National Guard to the border to address drug trafficking. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau wrote on social media that Canada would be spending $1.3 billion on a plan to reinforce its border. Companies in a wide range of industries are seeing their stocks come under pressure on Wall Street because of tariff threats from President Donald Trump. Automakers, technology companies, and retailers all fell as the U.S., Mexico, Canada, and China wrangled over tariffs. A recent survey of about 1,000 U.S. residents, 65 and older, found that 1 in 4 seniors are still working, and an increasing number of recent retirees plan to return to the workforce. The top reason cited by more than half is the need for additional income because of the rising cost of living. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.